Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here, along with Johnny. Hope he comes in. Blog Talk is having some issues. So, yes, craziness with Blog Talk. So, yes, hoping Johnny comes in and along with everyone else.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
So tonight we're waiting on Redhead and Johnny to come in. So yes. Tonight's show is going to be very interesting. We have some really interesting topics that are up for discussion, along with disability news and marking end of an era, and it seems like I'm here just talking to myself, which is great and all. Especially when I love all my, I enjoy being on here. It's just a matter of going, hoping Red Hood and Johnny comes on. Kind of a be nice thing at some point. And Red Hood is here.
Yes, I am in. Finally. I'm sorry, folks, for missing last night. A couple of things happened personally. However, what are we up to?
We are to our lovely sponsors, since Blog Talk did a little bit of an oopsie, David.
Which was what? Didn't
it did not want to. To connect, so Blog Talk's having issues. Good old Blog Talk.
Good old Blog Talk, that's why. Yes, so welcome to AMC Press & Co. This episode is sponsored by Speak and Spell, Poltergeist Merchant. Just in time for Valentine's Day. Come and love me. Love me well. Should we run? In this episode, Dull spoke filthy things. Jon Stewart quit the Daily Show. Say what? Yes, Jon Stewart quit the Daily Show. And Candy Hearts are ruining civilization. Sometimes Candy Hearts can ruin civilization near Valentine's Day. This is pretty good. Anyway, not really. But where can you find us? Well, information can be found at itsmyeels.com/AMCPress. That's itsmyeels.com/AMCPress. And shop for us on Zazzle.com.
Yes.
Keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. We have a canvas. We have loads of stuff.
Yes, now we do. Now we have loads of stuff.
Now we do. Now we do. It's safe to say. Now we do. We didn't before. We do now. And we continue making stuff. So, shop away. Go to your heart's content. Our Twitter handles are AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews. And now on with the show. Let's see.
Yes.
First person up in the new child removes mom to feds.
Or that's at least what the link says. Child, it seems...
Except just 2 days after a 19-year-old with an intellectual disability gave birth, state officials took away her newborn in the act of a federal government that contends with violence, violating the Civil Women's Rights Act. Say what again?
Yeah, it's...
Maybe you can better explain this. I have no idea what's going on with this.
Okay. Woman with disabilities gives birth. Child was removed from her care, was taken away because of mother has disability, which I find to be completely wrong and really think, is this really fair? Is it fair for everyone that's involved? Is it fair for the child? Is it fair for the mother?
Not exactly.
Yes, people could have disabilities, but it doesn't mean that someone could, because of a disability, doesn't mean that they won't care for a child or love the child.
Right.
I feel like there's people out there in the world who could... who do what they do,
right.
And they could be worse off than those with problems, with being diagnosed with something.
I mean, diagnosed with something as an actual intellectual disability?
Right. I find that to be wrong. I find it to be... completely 100% wrong. I hope the mother takes proper actions and protects herself and the child.
I mean,
my thing is, who gives anyone the right to go and say, to take some a child away. That's what I thought. No.
Right.
Unless it's someone causing harm or something's being done that is would harm a child, that does not give anyone else the right.
Right. I mean, I think the more interesting thing about it is that when you kind of, when you report all the stuff, I think there's two things going on. One, it's a thing of I think it's a thing of a major crime, because did this person do anything wrong? Did they do anything wrong besides give birth? That's number one.
No.
So that's wrong. But another thing that's wrong is this person has a mild intellectual disability, having difficulty reading and following oral instructions. However, she goes to her parents and they've indicated that they will support their, known as Dana, and wish to become the child's legal guardian. Now, saying that, in a 26-page report, federal officials said that the Massachusetts handling of the Gordon case has violated her under the Rights of Americans with Disabilities Act, Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act, finding the call for the state to provide compensatory damages to Gordon to halt her efforts to terminate her parental rights and provide a young mother with appropriate support and services, that she may pursue the reunification with her daughter. I mean, it's poor on the basis of you bear a kid and you have a disability. That's like almost stopping and frisking a baby.
Right.
You know, instead of stopping and frisking somebody who has an intellectual disability and is giving birth.
Right, which is horrible.
I mean, she committed no crime.
Right.
So, why are you taking the baby away? Did they confuse her with somebody else? Possibly.
It's sad.
It's sad in the fact that, like we said before, she didn't commit a crime.
Do you think?
Sorry. She didn't commit a crime, but yet, because of intellectually, you know, it's either that or you know, placing the infant in foster care, you know,
which is
as well
horrid. Which is horrid. The child's going to go and feel. I can't imagine the child at some point going, why
where's mom?
Right.
Yeah. But yet,
right, it's going, you're crazy, you deserve to have, you're not giving a crap about what people say, you don't care. People actually want to say, no, people have that ability to have kids. you will have that ability to have
That ability to have kids.
Don't ever take them away.
Yeah, but why are you taking them away? That's
right.
What we don't get.
Right. It's almost like if
why
she was
take
not,
them away.
Right. Right. Because I don't think, I think she's going to have a nice lawsuit on coming to those who started this.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's a given.
Oh, sure. And you know, the other thing about this kind of thing, well, is that, you know, did they ever take away into consideration the father?
Or is the father not around to better... Which
that might
could
be.
Lead, which could lead to the child basically going, this is crazy, this is never the best, going, you're crazy, you're taking away a life, you're going through and menacing with a woman who's obviously she knew what she was doing. Obviously she did it.
I mean, she knew what she was doing, yes. But but, you know, is it right in terms of is it right to take your baby away just because you have?
No.
No. No, it's not. But, you know, and then,
right.
Then we have, then onto another subject. Apparently there's a doll, like we said in the intro, which is naughty things.
Or was hacked and is now saying naughty things.
Was hacked, exactly, and is now saying naughty things.
Which, to me,
my
it's motto.
My friend Kayla is an internet-connected doll. Okay, number one, that's wrong. Number two, it's communicate with children via speech recognition software, which means that the British toy maker of toys promises that Kayla is equipped with the software to block hundreds of words for inappropriate children. However, Ken Murrow, a security researcher, said it's very easy to hack into a doll and program her to say but worse than the dreaded naughty list. Which, for example, if you want to talk about orange, simply add the word into the app. Then, if you ask about oranges, she doesn't want to talk about it.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Right. But then, also, the mirror even had it Murrow make Kayla quote Hannibal Lecter and line from 50 Shades of Grey. Which is actually quite funny.
Hey,
which is quite
not?
Funny.
I love your mama beans.
What did you say, Kayla?
I love your mama beans. Spank me harder.
Or it could go down to I want a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more.
Exactly.
A little bit more.
Your hard plastic.
I know.
Yeah. The majority of
her
dolls are safe, and they say that the hacking
sure
was
parents,
an isolated example carried out by a specialist team. But this isn't the first time a Trojan
Rider.
Right. The children's toy has been accused of having a potty mouth. Last December, Mrs. Tanella Woods, 25 from Wales, claimed that a life in a dream house and a talking Barbie doll. We purchased her daughter that blurted an all-color three-word phrase summarized by the words W, T, and F. We can only say the T was for twat, the F was for fuck, and the W, we're not sure.
Right.
Mattel often insisted that the Barbie was actually off the hook. Now, off the hook or off anything else? Because making it dirty and you look like a blonde, even more interesting.
Thank you, Blog Talk.
Right.
Blog Talk being a real pain, you know what, right?
Right.
You know, but make it a redhead and you'll really have some fun.
I want to go Irish
stepping with you. I want to watch River Dance. I want to fuck River Dance in the head.
Yeah, you need to turn it on.
Go on.
I don't think I need to turn off anything. But then make this doll from Latin America and you'll have it dancing the conga. Saying, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
Do you want to do it up or down or maybe in the middle?
Ole.
Or maybe both.
Oh, say. You know. Or maybe both. You know. In the bathroom, just fine. Just plug in your iPad on. Yeah.
Right. It's going, yay, no.
Exactly what we were thinking. But it is funny because, you know, because we took a picture of the American it's better than the American girlfriend doll. Anyone
right.
would be actually very funny to play with if they had a trigger.
I know everything.
Really?
How much do you love anything? I mean everything. A lot more than this fucktard.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
it is. Interesting in the fact that you look at Barbie looking at Ken, if that isn't sexy, well, I don't know what exactly is. You know, because they're definitely very, very, many, many, many types of gay Ken dolls and many, many types of actual lesbian dolls that are Barbies. But you wouldn't want to get Woody involved, would you? Because a cowboy dating a blondie isn't the best. You know? But you know what is the best? You know, that this person or this doll is there for getting the scoop and also getting the word poltergeist thrown into it. That's the funnier part. You know, but now we go on to also the Daily Show is losing its captain.
Yeah.
Why? Because simply stated, he doesn't want to do it anymore. It's not that he's getting tired of it. He wants to leave on top.
But I guess we'll find out in about, if you're listening to us live, we'll find out after the show's over. Over on Comedy Central.
Right. Well, yeah. He won't say when, though.
Right.
That's the. You won't say when.
But that's smart.
It's smart. But it's better than what Ryan Williams did.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying that sometime later this year he's retiring. That could be in September, it could be in August.
Could be December 31st, you don't know.
Could be December 31st. However, you know, they're saying that if it is in terms of Stewart himself, you know, I have loved, you know, every second of it. You know, every second
of it.
His stuff. And he says an inspiration to this, you know, this program.
I agree.
Ever since we decided to make it a satirical thing, our views were always based on what Stewart did and what Colbert did, and now that Stewart's leaving,
I guess it's kind of fitting we make mention of it.
Absolutely.
Especially when he's been a major inspiration on the show on what is.
And he's been doing it for like, what, 16 years now?
Quite a bit of time.
There's people like me who actually grew up with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't aware of him. I wasn't aware of him until I turned about 13, 14. You know.
But people actually watched and
however, I think the funny thing is when he leaves, who's going to be there for him?
Yeah.
You know, they're replacing him. Is it going to be somebody twice as funny as Stuart? Or is it going to be somebody who is...
Wait. You think he might be after Alex Trebek's job?
Who?
Alex Trebek, you know, Jeopardy.
No, I don't think so.
Alex Trebek is getting pretty old.
Alex Trebek is getting old. But I don't think...
That's just my view.
Well, yeah, Alex Trebek is getting old, but... How do you then go...
And we don't know. We don't know if Alex Trebek is retiring or not. So I think his contract's getting pretty close.
Well, we don't know that. I would think.
I think he loves it.
I would think that that's, you know, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Hey, he's much better than the other Canadian import.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, of course. There are other Canadian imports. But there are many Canadian imports, right?
You know what I'm talking about, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really want to talk about him.
Right.
You know, he's as far away from our minds as, yes, Sarah Palin is from a gun. You know. However, just in time for Valentine's Day as well.
Yes.
Let's see. New candy hearts. Are they crumbling out of the reservation? You know the one that say love you too. All that lovely stuff. You know, are they really, you know, signs of love to dance, pugs and kittens, girl power. BFF with a mustache.
What the?
I don't know what NECA is doing, but, you know, it's now. Wait. We want to say how many ways that we can say, I love you. The mustache emoji means I love you.
Yeah.
Allison, do you have anything to say on this topic? I mean,
I really.
Like,
what the? Because I would think that to women it would mean.
They're trying to be hip, you know.
What?
They're trying to be like.
They're trying to be hip, but you don't update a classic. That's like the equivalent
right.
of updating kisses.
It's just like updating Knight Rider. It failed miserably.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, that show
you
was
know,
horrible.
My occupation,
hot. The remake was horrible. Oh, God.
You know, love to dance. TMO, BFF. Yeah, okay, TMO. I'm betting for one freaking second that nobody knows what that is.
TMO?
Right.
No, TMO means to love.
It's to love or banish.
Yeah, to love or to banish, exactly.
To love in Spanish.
Right, to love and banish means that you're swallowing a heart. That basically means I'm going to break up with you and then die.
Yeah, no.
I can see TMO and Je T'aime.
Yeah.
I love you in
but that's,
French.
I love you in French.
Language.
Exactly. You know, we...
But what the heck does Love to Dance have to do with Valentine's Day?
Right.
I love to dance.
And...
Exactly.
It's like, and?
And, yeah.
And?
So? Maybe?
And, like, what does a mustache have to do with love?
Nothing.
I think the funnier thing would be to see if the mustache actually had a razor attached to it. The next thing that you picked up was a razor heart. So then at least you could swallow it together and see if basically you could get...
Like, what?
You know... You could get, basically, you could get different things, like, I love Sherlock, that would be pretty funny. I love Doctor Who, and then it has a TARDIS on it. That would be great.
Dang it, this is Neko we're talking about. They finally managed to make a way to make chocolate taste disgusting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Terrible Necco wafers.
Necco wafers, yeah. It's like the 1970s equivalent on a small bar.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Necco wafers!
Sorry.
Yes!
No.
Sorry,
like Necco wafers?
No.
Yay?
Nah.
Yeah, yay? I think there are better equivalents. Yeah, like, there are better equivalents like your peppermint patties. Other things.
Right.
A piece of paper would be better than a Necco wafer. Trust me. A piece of paper tastes better than a Necco wafer.
I've never tasted a Necco wafer, so wait, how would I know?
They're disgusting.
Are they?
Disgusting. And they're good sponsorship with Necco wafers.
Which we have never had.
Yeah.
Which we have never had, so you, listeners, you don't have to hear anything. But if we made it on the ring pop, then you would have to hear something.
I would have something to say. Let's just buzz out. But, sorry, I have a connection.
Well, of course you have a connection. You have a connection to everything. It is funny because what if Peppermint Patties actually did something similar, you know? But how could you do it in chocolate? You can't. I don't think.
Sorry.
They've made chocolate snowflakes, like, which are amazing.
Which what?
The chocolate snowflakes, they're like...
Chocolate snowflakes are really good.
What? Now, why haven't they made a chocolate York Peppermint Patty Heart?
I don't know.
I don't want to know, actually. That would be
amazing.
Sleep easy. At night.
Why?
No, sorry.
Why? So that you can go, oh, yes, we figured it out, or, oh, no. We haven't figured it out, and we're still letting people know.
Pugs and kittens.
You know, in terms of Necco, in terms of rebranding it, yeah, it'd be fine if somebody else was doing it. You know, I would think. I mean, what do you think, Johnny?
Like, why would you put? If heck, I'd even go as far and have a Necco wafer that says Bay on it. Be my bae.
Yeah, but, you know,
it would be better than a mustache, or...
Yes, but do you know in, what that means in German?
It means poop, now.
No, it means shit. It means poo.
That means poop, I know.
No, so when you're saying be my bae, it really means be my shit. Which is funny as hell.
Yeah, no.
You know, be my shit. Okay. Do my shit. But wait a second. I'm all about that bay. About that bay. About the bay. I'm all about that bay. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I mean.
Okay.
Bay.
It could be an acronym for bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Bacon and eggs. Yeah, can I get my bay, please? On the bay, and the person in the back, is probably saying,
"Who's
Danish?" No. Who's Danish? He's saying, "Wait a second. You want bacon and eggs or poo? Which one do you want?"
Right.
You know. Like, kind what? Of thing.
Like, what?
But, exactly. What? But, you know, Meghan Trainor wouldn't give it a thought. I'm all about that bay. Bay.
Right.
I'm all about that bay. Right. You know, however.
And sausage.
What?
And sausage. I'm all about that bay. And sausage. I'm really wound up tonight.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm not really, you know what I mean, kind of thing. But, you know, if Kiss got, Kisses, Hershey Kisses, you know, NMMs have already started doing it. In terms of staff, in terms of, you know, customization of NMMs, they've already started doing it. And you can customize your NMM.
Right.
Yeah, you can do this, and you can do them at candywarehouse.com, or you can do it from my NMMs, and they ship to the US.
Right.
And, you know, and they're about let's see, 34 bucks. If you wanted to do that sort of thing. You know, but, you know, our favorite website for candy is Candy Warehouse. It's a great site for all your candy buying needs. Not that we're pushing it out there, but we're just suggesting, hint, if you want to get something for Valentine's Day, you better hurry up. Don't forget the flowers. Girls love flowers. Women love flowers. Anybody loves flowers. But, you know, it would be kind of funny if we fed the cursing doll these candy hearts. That would be funny. You know.
Right. You want more? Yes, fucker, I want more.
You know. Find the thing. But now with the now with everything changing, you know, I don't know about you, but does anybody consider, Allison, do you consider Valentine's Day to be the most commercial holiday?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think there's...
I'd say more like Christmas. Like around the holidays, like, you know, like all kinds of lights and...
Well, Christmas, song, yes, but...
Songs like on the same song on a loop 24 hours a day.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I got Valentine's Day all figured out, actually.
Oh, do you? What are you doing for?
I'm saying it's not just for like couples. I believe it's like celebrating love, like love of your girlfriend, boyfriend, your friends, your family, you know.
I would think that that is, you know, the holiday of Valentine's, send your friend the Valentine, right? But it's also for misguided love.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
The misguided love of guided missile love in the case of Vladimir Putin. I can only imagine what he's going to do
And by the way, if you don't please your girlfriend or boyfriend or your wife, I swear you will be in the dog. You'll be out sleeping in the cold February night.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that in terms of stuff,
You know, I would think.
We don't need, like, $100 teddy bears.
Right, you're right. It could be very simple.
Like a four-foot teddy bear? What?
I think a four-foot teddy bear is a little bit...
There's between showing that you care and just showing off.
Right,
exactly. Exactly. You know, showing off is kind of like, I think showing off, you know, your stuff.
Yeah.
I guess, is like showing off anything else, you know what I mean? But then again, that's what it is. I guess as it gets closer to Valentine's Day, I threatened, I guess, in the meeting to bring back the French story we did last year around this time about the drunk French whore. that drank so much in France. We have to find that thing. So,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, but let's see. In terms of end of show credit, I guess we're going to be ending a little bit early tonight. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny Dumel. Our drivers is Val, Sink, and Abash. Intern is W. Kindenberg. His intern is D. Rule. D. Rule's intern is D. Plank. D. Plank's intern is L. Basque. Our show is produced by Speaking of the iPhones. And this concludes our show for tonight. And with that, until tomorrow, up until Thursday, same for more satire and same satire time, same satire podcast, and from us to all of you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Night. Bye.